This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, Bitcoin stays near $38,000 as RSI breakout challenges a boring weekend. In today's show, we'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, aka astrology for men, as Mikhail Vendepop shares here. Still choppy waters for Bitcoin, looking at 37,000 to see whether that sustains. If not, I'm assuming we'll test lows for daily bullish divergence to create. If we hold, we might see a breaker above 38,500 happening. Weekend times equal boring slash trappy. And as crypto analyst Matthew Hyland shares here, Bitcoin daily RSI is currently breaking out of the multi-month downtrend slope and resistance. The two previous breakouts during the past year have led to massive bullish moves. Let's go. And this just in, breaking news, the senator from Mississippi introduces bill to recognize Bitcoin in the state code. And yesterday I shared breaking news of Arizona introducing a bill to make Bitcoin legal tender. And this is the actual bill you can see here, introduced by Senator Harkins. And as Max Kaiser shares here, once Trump embraces Bitcoin, his win in 2024 is a lock. And he also says that when Trump supports Bitcoin, he immediately wins Arizona, Texas, Wyoming, and Florida, and counting with more Bitcoin states to come. Let's get it. And this just in, breaking news, Justin Bieber buys a Bored Ape NFT for $1.3 million. That's right. We're talking about Bored Ape number 3001 he just purchased for 500 ETH. Also in today's show, Google Cloud launches a digital assets team. That's right. The latest tech giant to ride the blockchain wave is Google. They announced in a new blog post, we are inspired by the work already done in the digital asset space by our customers, and we look forward to providing the infrastructure and technologies to support what's possible with blockchain technologies in the future. Also in today's show, Circle CEO predicts Bitcoin will hit $1 million and calls gold a relic and says he's only just getting started in the world of crypto. In a recent interview, we'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and some of the alts are in the green while some are correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy. The Bitcoin circled the $38,000 mark this morning, January 30th, as a trappy weekend still offered the chance of a solid weekly close. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, as Bitcoin is in choppy waters. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin regaining the $38,000 mark after seeing local highs of $38,740 on Bitstamp the previous day. Despite its strong out of hours performance, few analysts believed in Bitcoin as a firm bullish play without traditional market guidance. Quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vendepop here, still choppy waters for Bitcoin, looking at 37,000 to see whether that sustains. If not, I'm assuming we'll test lows for the daily bullish divergence to create. If we hold, we might see a breaker above 38,500 happening. Weekend times equals boring slash trappy. Now the highs nonetheless continued what looks like a slow return to form for Bitcoin on the daily timeframes after it sub $33,000 lows earlier in the week. And for trader, investor, and entrepreneur Bob Lucas, strength lays in the pair's multiple close above the 10-day moving average, as he points out here. Two consecutive closes above the 10-day moving average for Bitcoin makes you think the lows are in for the 60-day cycle. Maybe in an attempt to get back down to the $35,000 area is possible. And as trader Cantor and Clark shares, crypto market is full of breakout traders. What is the easiest way to bait them on a weekend when morale is already low? Force a move. Now check it. Shift into on-chain data. Popular analyst Matthew Hyland revealed yet more bullish cues coming from Bitcoin's relative strength indicator known as the RSI. Across multiple chart timeframes, RSI recently hit its most oversold levels since the coronavirus pandemic, which started in March of 2020. The metric is used to determine how overbought or oversold Bitcoin is at a particular price, and thus how likely a particular trend is to sustain. Now, currently, thanks to the modest rebound off the lows, RSI appears to be in the process of challenging a multi-month downtrend in place since November. As Matthew Hyland shares here, Bitcoin daily RSI is currently breaking out of the multi-month downtrend slope and resistance. The two previous breakouts during the past year have led to massive bullish moves, as he shares right here in this chart. And this just in, breaking news, senator from Mississippi introduces bill to recognize Bitcoin in the state code, as revealed here on crypto Twitter by Dennis Porter. And this bill was introduced by Senator Harkins. Now, this is a pretty big deal, coming right off the back of the news the previous day of Arizona introducing a bill to make Bitcoin legal tender. Now we have Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Florida, New York, and now Mississippi states game theory in full action. As pointed out in this meme, world reserve currency, U.S. dollar system, states declaring Bitcoin legal tender, bills approved. Once these bills get approved, expect more states and nations to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. It's only a matter of time. So mass Bitcoin adoption, let's go. And as Max Kaiser shares here, once Trump embraces Bitcoin, his win in 2024 is the lock. When Trump supports Bitcoin, he immediately wins Arizona, Texas, Wyoming, and Florida, and counting with more Bitcoin states to come. Now, could you imagine Trump actually supporting Bitcoin? Personally, I don't feel this is likely to happen, because at the end of the day, he works for the Fed, the money printers, right? The corruption at the highest levels. But if he did support it, he would most definitely get the support from all the Bitcoiners around the world. That, my friend, is a fact.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And as Plan B shares here in his latest update this morning, Bitcoin RSI equals 53. Will RSI drop below 50, indicating downwards momentum and start a bear market? Or will RSI stay above 50 and rise again? Because at the peak in 2021, RSI did barely go above 90 as well. And no peak equals no extreme low. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, Justin Bieber buys a Bored Ape NFT for $1.3 million, aka 500 Ethereum, as well as Google Cloud launches a digital assets team, as well as Circle CEO predicts Bitcoin will reach $1 million and calls gold a relic. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin in the green, up about 0.5% for the day, maintaining around that $38,000 mark. We have Ether up 2.5%, trading just above $2,600, while Luna is down about 8%, trading at $48. Solana down 2%, trading at $95, and Cardano down 1%, trading at $1.05. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Justin Bieber becomes the latest member of the exclusive Bored Ape Yacht Club and the proud owner of Ape 3001 that he bought for 500 Ethereum. This is what the ape looks like right here. You tell me, would you pay 500 Ethereum, over $1 million, for this NFT? Holla at your boy. Now, the traits of the ape include a new punk blue background where 12% of the apes have, a black tee that only 3% of the apes share, sad eyes, which is a 6% rarity, and dark brown fur, a 14% rarity, and bored unshaven mouth, which is a 16% rarity. Now, meanwhile, the Bored Ape Yacht Club collector's floor price surpassed 100 ETH recently and continues to be the most expensive collection of NFTs online. And joining in the collection, we also have Serena Williams, who recently purchased this Bored Ape right here. And we also have Eminem, which just made a purchase for $462,000 for this Bored Ape. NFT, and their total volume on OpenSea has surpassed $1 billion, making them the largest NFT collection online. And before I break down next story of the day, Google Cloud launches a digital assets team, as well as Circle CEO predicts Bitcoin will hit $1 million and calls gold a relic. But first, let's take a quick look. The overall crypto market cap sitting above 1.7 trillion with 58 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 41.6% with the Ether dominance at 18% even. And checking out the top gainers in the crypto market, we have Chickenzilla leading the pack up over 5.6 million percent. I don't know how accurate this is, but it's absolutely bonkers. There's only 65,000 in trading volume in the past 24 hours. And look at that circulating supply. It's such a big number, I don't even know how to say it. Just saying. Next up, we have Pump ETH up almost 9,000% for the day, followed by OBROK up over 8,000%. Now, obviously, folks, these are the super, super-ish coins, but which altcoins in particular are you most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 29 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 24, last week an 11, and last month a 28 in fear. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Google Cloud, Google's online data storage services division, is increasingly focusing on decentralized technologies and announced the creation of a team to focus on building products on the blockchain. There are already other initiatives currently using blockchain technology to offer cloud storage, with Filecoin and Sia at the forefront. Both use a blockchain protocol to connect those who need storage, are willing to pay a share to get it, and those who can offer some of their free space. This way, the protocol makes it possible to store the data in a decentralized network that can be maintained even if the stakeholder leaves the grid. But unlike these decentralized initiatives, Google's approach is broader. It hopes to use blockchain to offer services for building, transacting, storing value, and launching products in the cloud. And in an official blog post, Google explains that the blockchain industry has evolved considerably. And as a technology corporation, they too want to be a part of this revolution. They express feeling inspired by everything that has been achieved thus far in the field of decentralized technologies. Quoting Google from their most recent blog post, "We are inspired by the work already done in the digital asset space by our customers, and we look forward to providing the infrastructure and technologies to support what's possible with blockchain technologies in the future." Now, the digital assets team at Google Cloud is premised on helping its customers underpin the blockchain ecosystems of tomorrow, the company said. And at the helm of the new digital asset division is Rich Widman, a well-known technology lawyer who had previously worked with Google as product counsel and with Hedera Hashgraph as well. But even before the launch of the team, Google was already exploring various use cases for digital assets and blockchain. On January 19th, 2022, as reported, Google was considering to allow users to store cryptos in digital cards. And at the time, the company hired Arnold Goldberg, former VP of Merchant Product and Technology at PayPal, to be in charge of that division. Now, the exploration of blockchain technology and the steady inflow of institutional capital into blockchain-related startups have not yet been on the radar of tech giants. So Google has already secured partnerships with Coinbase, backed and has worked on compatibility with other protocols like Chainlink. So there you have it. Which major tech companies do you feel will be next to adopt blockchain and crypto technology? Let me know in the comments below. And before I break down our final story of the day, Circle CEO predicts Bitcoin will hit $1 million and calls gold a relic. And I break down the highlights from this recent interview. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. This guy right here, the Circle CEO, is predicting a $1 million Bitcoin price. That's right. Circle founder and chief executive Jeremy Allaire discusses stablecoins, SPACs, and the SEC in a recent interview with Insider. He also made a bullish long-term prediction that the king crypto will eventually surpass gold in market cap and hit a $1 million Bitcoin price. Now, after founding the software company Allaire Corp in 1995 and the online video platform Bright Cove in 2004. Allaire moved into crypto with the launch of Circle in 2013. The digital payments company offered an early Bitcoin wallet and issues the dollar peg stablecoin, USDC. Now for the top 10 quotes from this recent interview. Number one, I can vividly remember when the first graphical web browser came out on the internet in September 1993. That's when I decided to commit my life to the internet. I had the same sort of feeling when I did my first Bitcoin transaction. My reaction was, holy ish, this could change everything. Number two, there are real similarities between right now and where the internet was in 1999, but this is going to make the web look like small potatoes. The web coordinates information and data, but crypto revolutionizes the whole economic system. Facts. Number three, I am not a Bitcoin maximalist, but if you are looking for a price prediction, I think my own view is that we will absolutely see $1 million Bitcoin over time. What's your prediction? When do you feel we're likely to see that seven-figure Bitcoin price? My personal prediction is by 2026. That's right. The next halving is in 2024 with the lengthening cycles. It could take a couple of years where the market goes absolutely parabolic. So I would not be surprised to see a seven-figure Bitcoin price by that time. Just saying. Number four, I don't actually like the digital gold analogy because gold is such a relic. It has extremely limited value as a form of exchange, and it's never had utility in modern society as a form of money. I think the demand for Bitcoin is actually going to be much, much larger. Take that, Peter Schiff. Now, number five, there's clearly significant competition between Bitcoin and Ether. Ethereum maximalists say that its monetary policy is superior. It's got a better deflationary mechanism and it's more efficient. Number six, my view has always been that if you want to make crypto achieve global scale, it's not about trying to operate completely outside of the existing financial system, and it's not about operating outside of the law. So I testified before the Senate. I was out there as a public face of crypto and viewed as a grown-up, so to speak. Number seven, I think what Tether has been able to do is really impressive, but I think the problem that we're trying to solve is different. They developed something that's been a really strong asset, in particular in Asian markets. But we've gone to the heart of regulation from the start and really tried to build something that's transparent and compliant. I think the success of USD Coin speaks for itself. It's being used incredibly broadly and it's impacting people's lives. Number eight, I consume a lot of information. I don't usually read books about crypto because they're normally out of date by the time they're published. I rely on social media to find and access information. There's dramatically more info that I can keep up with. I'm meant to be an expert in this field, but in reality, I probably understand about 0.5% of it. The area is expanding so fast. You got to respect his humble attitude. Number nine, I've gone through two IPOs before. Circle's really different to those. I feel like I'm in a really different place in terms of how I relate to the public market, and I am definitely wiser and more mature. And number 10, I don't intend to step away after the SPAC listing. I am very focused on Circle and the long term. This is a 20-year journey, and we are only just getting started. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding his $1 million Bitcoin price prediction? Let me know in the comments below. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin stays near 38,000 as RSI breakout challenges a boring weekend. Also shared breaking news. Senator from Mississippi introduces bill to recognize Bitcoin in the state code, as well as Justin Bieber buying this Bored Ape NFT for 500 Ethereum, as well as Google Cloud launching a digital assets team and Circle CEO predicting a $1 million Bitcoin price. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Lauren Caps wrote, we'll definitely see a new all-time high for Bitcoin this year. I think even 100,000 is real. That's why I'm converting my Tether into Bitcoin. 100% agreed, Lauren. Keep stacking them sats and thanks for tuning in. Hoddle. And our next featured comment comes from Eric Haltrop, who wrote, thanks for the chance to win a trip to the Bitcoin conference, Coach JV. Would be awesome to meet you. Charlie Brown, the crypto dog, has entered and wishes everyone here good luck. You're very welcome, fam. Thanks for entering the contest for the free ticket. Wishing you the best of luck and hope you win. And if you missed the memo, I shared this in yesterday's show. Missed out on the Bitcoin 2021 conference and want to attend this year. I Trust Capital and I got you covered. Enter for a chance to win a ticket. All I need to do is make a comment below this tweet on why you want to attend. Tag two friends you would like to come, then retweet, and then two winners will be announced next week. And if I scroll down, you can see currently there are only 8 retweets. So the probability of you winning is extremely high. So if you're watching this, check the show notes below the video in the description and enter for your chance to win a free ticket. And our third and final featured comment is a tie between T. Lou and Tierra. T. Lou wrote, Texas, Arizona, and Tonga, Bitcoin legal tender 2022. Let's freaking go. And Tierra wrote, hey, JV, always look forward to your updates. Smooth and precise. As always, my man, while I appreciate the continued support and to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.